Welcome back, 12:38.
That was smooth. Midday grind.
Wow. Sometimes you just want the song to just end.
Yeah, I'm just like, enough.
And the
enough.
Segment starts. Midday grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, inside
STL. And we're
not
picking on The Rock, man. Something happened. It happened. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It happens. But it was a little jarring.
It's all good. It's not his fault. He looks like Scott Pollard today from the Sacramento Kings era.
And to think
got
about
a good looking
a
ponytail going. I want to tell you about 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com presenting Hollywood Casino with the Listener Rewards Program starting today. Started this morning at 8. Listeners, you can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their premier restaurants featuring 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse, Eat Up Buffet, Fat Thai, Hollywood and Grind, and Celebrity Grill. What are you waiting for? To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab to enjoy this fantastic holiday deal. There are only 20 packs available, Martin, so make sure you purchase now before they're he gone.
It is a great sports night. You got the Blues playing in Calgary at around 8 o'clock, I believe. Mizzou playing Wagner. Game 2 of the Kinds of Martin era. Michael Porter Jr. I know Seth Davis was saying that he was going to play tonight, and they may be cautious about it, but thank God it was not a serious injury. You were working on Friday, and I'm sure everyone's thinking, oh, you got the prep zone going. You got SLU and Mizzou both playing.
And Illinois.
Illinois, and you're like, hey, great night of sports. We don't need a game one Michael Porter injury story. No, and Frank said it earlier, and if you've been around St. Louis long enough, you follow Mizzou long enough, and there's been bad luck here and there. I didn't even want to say the words Frank said it. Tony Van Zandt, who was the most heralded Mizzou recruit ever football, and ends up getting injured. I think it was an all-star game, fan, you know, some kind of all-star deal down in Jeff City. Looks like Michael Porter Jr. is going to be okay. Game 2 for them tonight against Wagner. Billikens hosting Rockers. Got the old Jesuit battle going on there. I don't know if Rockers is D2, D3.
Feels like D2.
7:30 at the Chaffetz. So a busy night of sports. Of course, the GM meeting's going on all week in Orlando. We're going to check in with Derek Gould on this station, whether it's the morning after, which Chuck is headlining this week on the morning after, all week long, I believe.
Not headlining, just a part of the puzzle.
But Cam Jansen just stopped by and said, I heard you chirping me the other day.
To you.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, God, what did I say? Oh, that's right. We're making fun of Cam because every commercial now goes, Cam here. I see he's like Oprah or Cher. Actually, Oprah has a last name. He's more like Cher or Prince. But I think it works for him. Plus, he's in the building today. So
played in the NHL for a decade.
It works.
Man.
You know, and there aren't many. He said there are very few Cams. Cam Newton, Cam
Hilton of Mizzou football from Webster Groves,
Cam Murata on the Marquette team,
Cam. Really. That's a good game.
Cam.
Famous Cams, Cam hockey Jansen. Player back in the day.
Cam,
Cam Neely.
Neely,
Cam Neely,
Neely,
yeah,
Cam from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Don't remember. Oh, Cameron.
Yeah, if you go Cameron, yeah. It opens up a whole new.
Okay. Cam Neely, who made a random Fairley Brothers appearance.
Was it Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Was he Seabass, or was that
yes.
Was Roger Clemens one and Cam Neely was the other?
Cam Neely was Seabass.
Okay.
And I think the only connection is the Fairley brothers are from the Boston area, and they were probably huge Bruins fans. That's pretty good. Your top five Cams. Cam Jansen, Cam Newton, Cam Neely.
Cam. And it can't be Cameron?
I don't think so.
How about
so.
Cam Cameron, offensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah.
Has
yeah.
he ever been a head coach? He's always... thought to be a head coach, then he never gets a job, or he does and he's fired.
He was a finalist for the Rams job when they hired Scott Linehan.
On that note, we're watching
Cam
NFL
Cameron.
Football on Sunday, and I'm sitting there with my wife. She's not really watching. She doesn't even really like
no,
watching
again,
sports.
Oh, again, but the wife, Strix, hit the bell.
Ring the
my
bell.
My God.
But we're watching that. I don't know why the hell we're watching Giants 49ers. I think it was, what, a 1-7 team versus 0-8, whatever it was. But they show Spags. And she goes... he's still coaching? And I just started laughing. It's so funny. I'm like, and then I explained to her, I go, if you're an NFL head coach, you will always have a job forever because one of your buddies that you gave a job when you were the head coach, then 10 years later, that guy's the head coach, then he'll give you a job and then you'll work your way back up and then you'll be an interim coach. You'll get another chance. It's just kind of like the same. It's the same what? Like the same 100 guys are always the coaches.
Jim Haslett is the linebackers coach of the Bengals. Did you know that?
I didn't, but it doesn't surprise me. And then sometimes they just make up jobs.
And he's got that Vontaze Burfict, who gets kicked out every week.
Ejected every week for a dirty play. But no, sometimes, like when Spags got that job with the Ravens, somebody flat out went to the budget and said, listen, we have to create a job so this man has health insurance. And they said, look, let's make him the pass rush coordinator. They now just make up jobs.
And his wife will bring pies to all the meetings. So he got his defense, and I didn't see if they gave up special teams or defensive touchdowns to the Niners, but the Spags defense gave up 31 to the Niners.
But here's the thing. He will probably be the head coach at the end of this season.
No, I don't think he gets it. I mean, I think he'll...
No, I'm saying...
Interim. You mean he'll be the interim?
Yes. McAdoo's probably going to get boosted.
Correct.
And Spags is going to coach about 5 games. What's boosted. So funny here?
All right. I gave Rocchio a sneak preview.
Are you working on another side project?
Another side project. Working on the Midday Grind Christmas card, holiday card.
Nice.
So I'm going to give you guys just a quick peek here. And you're not going to be able to see it.
Uh-oh.
But Steve Spagnuolo might be making an appearance on the Midday Grind
yes.
Christmas / holiday card.
Are we going to send those out?
Oh, we can.
Sponsors and such?
Here's what I hope happens, though, in all seriousness. I hope that McAdoo gets fired. And I hope that Spags gets about 5 games.
Mm.
Something happens. They go 4-1.
Gets the job.
All of a sudden, everybody's going to rally around Spags, and he gets like a 3-year deal to be the coach of the Giants, and then he goes 2-14 every year.
Correct.
That's what I hope happens.
Faith, character, core values, and team first.
Those and pies.
Four pillars.
and giving up 3rd-and-32 conversions. Oh, the NFL is the gift that just keeps on giving, believe it or not. I had written down Spags D, 31 points to the 49ers. Slightly related, NFL, John Gruden rumored to be going back to Tampa Bay. Also, a lot of connections, him and Tennessee. I asked you jerks off air if you liked the idea. You said it'd be great fun, get him back, get him in the college game. I think if you're a Mizzou fan, you don't really want to see John Gruden in your division. I'm guessing he could recruit a few kids. Although at Tennessee, recruiting's not always the problem. Winning games is.
That's fair. I think just for me, though, as a general sports fan, it would be more fun to see John Gruden coach in the college game. We've already seen him in the NFL. He's won a Super Bowl. I think it'd be fun to see what he could do at Tennessee.
Cadets, CBC, going to play for a state championship in football. That's this Saturday in Springfield, Missouri. They're doing that rotating deal, so the rest of the championships for the Show Me Bowl will be at Faurot Field. The following weekend, Class 6 is always up first. Cadets taking care of Eureka the other night. Therefore, they will play Blue Springs State Championship game coming up this Saturday. For more on my alma mater, you can go to cbchs.org, cbchs.org. Last weekend, people were saying, what about the state soccer semifinal and the state football semifinal? We can probably just flip on the Cadets Student Network. No, that's not allowed. Remember, it's not allowed. You know, because Misha provides all that great coverage. Of all the high school games. So you can tune. No, they don't, but they got rules against that. So the Cadet Student Network shut out bringing you those games last weekend. But you can go down and see it for yourself in Springfield, or Zach Choate will be there, the coverage on Fox 2. And again, more at cbchs.org. Rock, let's do this. Let's do a little Gardner Grinder here on the Midday Grind.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
All right, guys. We'll do a little audio fun here to begin with. What do you think? Before Mizzou's season opening win in the Michael Porter Jr. era began on Friday, Norm Stewart had a statue of himself unveiled. And he met with the media, I guess, afterwards and discussed what it was like actually dealing with the media and his strategy for doing so whenever he was coaching.
That's what Dan Devine taught me. Dan said, hey, the guy asked you a question. He said, just kind of take your time and kind of stroll it out a little bit. He said, they don't have all day. So, just give my elf a long answer, and then maybe you won't have to answer the second question. Because you guys, it's not the first question that you ask that's tough. It's the second and third one. So, you know, what we try to do is just... until you forgot the second and third one.
Shot at Cal May from Norm Stewart.
I don't even know what he said there.
BS, probably.
And that's, I guess that's part of it. You know, it's just kept going on and on and on until you're like,
oh, no, I don't know. The swear word that got beeped out, I was trying to think of the blank that went in
there. I'm
guessing
BS. BS,
okay, yes. Okay. It was BS.
Okay.
That is true, though. Like, I didn't watch the press conference, but just let's think. Butch Jones. We all knew. Like, when you saw that game, you knew he was being fired that night. Was the first question something like, are you worried about being fired this week? Or was it, yeah, so your defense gave up 50. What kind of necessary changes do you need to make in the secondary?
It's the butter up question before you really get into it. Yeah. I mean, Butch Jones, famous for.
They're a champion. They've won the biggest championship, and that's a championship of life.
That's when his team loses.
Wow. So when he gets tossed over the weekend, does he say, well, I just feel good about the fact we at least did win that one championship?
Yeah.
Like, which one was that, Coach, in life?
The board game? Or, no. Well, okay.
You look more like a Stratego guy to me. Champions in life. They did go 9-4 the last 2 years. It's pretty amazing.
Everybody's crushing fired. Butch Jones, and I get it. I covered him for one season. He was the head coach at Central Michigan, Fire Up Chips.
Chips.
And this was probably, 11, 12 years ago. He was the nicest guy on the planet. Now, granted, he was coaching in the MAC. But now, everything I read, our good buddy Joe Rexrode, who's a columnist for the Tennessean in Nashville, and he's been on our show before, and he wrote a scathing column basically saying that Butch Jones, I think I said the B word by accident, but Butch Jones was just obsessed with the media, was just obsessed with every comment on the radio, any slight by a reporter, any column written, that he just went crazy about it.
Well,
that's usually a sign you're losing your way.
Correct.
As a coach.
He gets red-faced a lot, or did, I guess. And the haircut didn't help.
Has Vandy fired their coach yet, or will that happen after Mizzou beats him? How does that work? Is it right
to be the trend here.
Is it right before they play Mizzou, or right after they play Mizzou?
I know Mizzou's got a lot of positive momentum, but I mean, let's be real. Is that what you like to say, Chuck?
Let's be real.
Idaho, UConn.
I will say this.
Coach gets fired, then you get another coach fired.
And Mizzou fans out there, do you feel kind of offended? Because don't you think a little part of this is the fact that you lost by 33 to Mizzou? I was looking at a tweet where apparently the last time Tennessee has played every team in the SEC, they're 0-13 playing every team. Like, the last time they played them, they've lost to every team in the SEC. We're talking 50-20 and 40-20. But don't you think Tennessee's like, okay, we lose to Alabama, whatever. Don't you feel like they look and...
Mizzou is the final straw.
Mizzou's beating us? Don't you think there's probably a little bit of that from kind of the blue blood Tennessee fan?
Oh, I'm sure. Now, Florida said to Jim McElwain, we're gonna save you the embarrassment of losing this Saturday to Mizzou. I guarantee that's part of it. I wanted to tweet out, and I almost did, a shout out to our own TJ Moe, because he has said... Barrett Odom's a good coach. He'll get it turned around. They're going to win. He'll do fine. He's a good coach. And I'm telling you, I almost did this yesterday. And then I saw a tweet from TJ saying, I told you so. So I'm like, before I could pat him on the back, he patted himself on the back. So TJ, you were right. Unless they lose their last two, then it's only 5-7. That's not a whole lot better than 4-8. But he did say he was a good coach. He has stood behind Barry Odom throughout. So TJ deserves a pat on the back. You just got to get there quickly.
I agree. And I think Barry Odom is a good coach, and I'm happy for him because we like him as a person. I do think, though, when the team was 1-5, I don't think the media and fans were wrong in kind of critiquing the team. They have done a 180, and I'm very happy about that. But also, through 6 games, we saw no progress. So it's great that they've now turned it around.
And I'm still not convinced that he is going to be the guy that takes you to the next level at Mizzou. I think that is a fair question mark that's going to continue.
TJ pulled a Charlie Marlowe.
Congratulations to us.
How about that? How about that?
Do we have more fun with audio?
I do have one other piece of audio, but I wanted to mention another college basketball thing while we were discussing college things for a second. Just because I went to the SLU game on Friday. Couple of notes to come out of that. I'm not sure if they had it last year. They got fire now for the opening, starting lineups. When they get dark, for those starting lineups now. Turn out the lights. They got the fire going. I don't recall that last year, but maybe they did have it.
It's just to confuse you so you can't tell who is or isn't on the roster anymore.
My favorite thing I heard from the student section was someone went up for a shot and didn't convert. And it was you know, normally you hear like coarse things from a student section. But it was like, I heard in the background, well, that was rather ambitious. And I'm like, that sounded weird, but I quite enjoyed that line. That was rather ambitious.
It sounds like an Ivy League insult.
Yes. And also, from a source,
Rammer.
Red Panda is scheduled to once again appear at halftime of a SLU game this year. I'll have more details as they become available.
Kind of buried the lead on the grinder.
So, just wanted to put that one out there.
Wow.
Obviously
in demand, Red Panda able to clear the schedule to make it to another SLU game.
Hey, she goes to NBA games. She was at a Mizzou game last year, I thought.
Is she regional?
No, I mean, she's a national treasure.
Come on, Chuck. Come on.
I'm just asking.
National treasure.
Is she an international spending pool candidate?
Posting fee.
Does she have payroll muscle?
Okay. Just because she's Asian, you say posting fee.
No, I...
You talk about low-hanging fruit joke.
That's fair.
Looking more check. For some high-hanging fruit?
Check the box.
I think that joke was what we call necessary arbitrage.
So UCLA had a couple of players get pinched for shoplifting over in China. And one of them, LiAngelo Ball. We know who the other two are. We just know that
doesn't
one of
matter.
Them. Yeah,
that one ball kid and those other guys.
Bill Walton was on the broadcast of, who was UCLA playing in that game?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a decent
it doesn't
program because they were over there together.
And apologize, sent out an apology on the broadcast on behalf of everyone. So I wanted you.
This is great.
Wanted you guys to hear this.
Behalf of Mao Zedong.
I am sad, disappointed, and embarrassed. This is a very big deal. The noble purpose here has been stained. Our host, Alibaba China, the people, they have been better than perfect in everything. They've done everything right to make this all work. Now, members of our family have displayed an appalling lack of honor, lack of respect, lack of decency by doing something in someone else's home that they would never do in their own. And I want to apologize right now on behalf of the human race for this travesty.
There you go.
I love Bill Walton.
On behalf of the human race. That kind of covers it all.
Yeah. All right, we're all good now. Let him go.
Okay.
I think also you realize that he's talking over the opening tip of that game. So didn't like let that get into like the second quarter and like find a dead area. He went out to make sure the very first thing in the entire broadcast when he talks over the tip off, they didn't even call the tip off.
That's Bill Walton, though.
I have to say, if you are dumb enough to shoplift in China, I think you deserve to be in a Chinese jail for about 2 months and miss half the season. I truly believe that. Oof. If you're that stupid. I mean that. I'm not saying you need to get hurt and, some of these countries, they'll cane you. But I'm saying if you are so dumb that you're going to steal sunglasses, when, by the way, I'm sure a booster would just give you sunglasses when you get back to campus. You deserve to be in prison in China for at least a month.
So LeVar Ball could actually spin this positively and tell LiAngelo, hey, go to jail there for a couple months. You come back, we get you on the reality show Locked Up Abroad, and guess what? We got TV going for you already. Just like that, bam. That's how you market. You're welcome, LeVar.
I would like that clip on behalf of the human race to be added to our arsenal, along with Strick saying you will shower.
If you're ever
call Jerry.
If you're ever
stuck in the Chinese jail, call Jerry.
Yes, and if you're ever kind of having a few drinks late at night on a Friday or Saturday and you flip over to that Pac-12 basketball game and you're already feeling good because you're a little drunk.
You're fireballing.
And then you hear Bill Walton just talking about everything known to man. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Late night Pac-12 basketball can be a lot. I'll tell you what, I like watching West Coast games, the WCC as well. They don't have Bill Walton necessarily involved, but it used to be the West Coast Conference Tournament would be in Las Vegas and they would have Vital and Musburger on the call. And so Musburger in Vegas calling games for a conference tournament, like that's the only time he should come back. He's already in Vegas. So, like, just put him on the call of those West Coast Conference, the tournament games that they have. Just let him out of whatever he's doing, the gambling-wise in Vegas, then you bring Musburger back.
And you will shower.
Yes.
All right, I know we're just about out of time, if possible, because I did mention it like 300 times already. If we have the voice match game, we like to do the face match game. He looks like so-and-so. Konzo Martin's voice. And I was sitting there last week listening more and more at the press conference, and I said, his voice is the same as Isaac Bruce.
Okay.
So Gardner did some forensics.
Here's Konzo.
I think it'll be great. I think the energy level will be high, and it should be high, because we need that. Our players expect that. And I think when you're talking about being a great program, you have to have that.
All right, there's sample one. Here's Isaac, sample two.
It's a great event. I mean, I think it was, it's something that, you know, we really had to have happen here in St. Louis. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to play in a similar game in Candlestick Park.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not quite dead on. I think I like it better without the comparison, because then I lose some juice in my argument. But it's, there's something there. When you hear Konzo, you kind of hear Isaac Bruce's voice.
Konzo has a great voice.
It's deeper, I will say that.
Like, when that dude walks into your living room to recruit your kid...
You will shower.
6'6", you will shower. Great baritone voice, played in the league. I mean, that's... He just oozes credibility.
And you know what I heard? Is that growing up, he was a huge Norm Stewart fan. And it's one of the reasons he really liked the Mizzou job. Because he always respected Norm Stewart. I could see that as a Gene Katie guy. Kind of looking at Norm Stewart in a similar way.
Tough. Old school defense.
A lot of housekeeping today. That'll do it for the Grinder. Mm-hmm. That'll do it for the Midday Grind. Offenburg Hyundai, our sponsor this hour. They're located in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's Highway 64. It's the Greenmount Road exit. Not far at all from downtown St. Louis. Short ride to a great deal. You can start the search online at OffenbergHyundai.com. All the cars online have the prices that you will pay. No sticker shock when you show up in person. Again, OffenbergHyundai.com, O'Fallon, Illinois, the original Hyundai dealer in this area. That was back in 1989. Whatever type of vehicle you're looking for, if you want a little premium luxury, get the Genesis. You want to save a little bit of money but still get luxury, you can get the Elantra for around 20 grand. All great cars online at OffenbergHyundai.com. Guys, congratulations to us.
Good show.
The Hardline is next.